Speaking of Pets is sponsored by the Birmingham Ballet, presenting The Mudcracker, November 29th at the Alabama Theater. This new twist on the classic tale includes trained dogs performing alongside the human performers. Tickets and info at birminghamballet.com.
I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, today people are living longer than their parents and grandparents, and the same is true for our pets. For many of us, our dogs and cats are members of our families, so it's important to know how to help them enjoy their senior years. There are things we can do to help our older pets, often the same things we should do for ourselves. First on the list is a good diet that's high in nutrition, easy to digest, and perhaps lower in calories to control weight, since senior animals may not be as active as they once were. Exercise is especially important for aging animals because it improves both their physical health and their mental health, so take your dog for short walks or play games with your cat. Keep in mind that your aging pet may not be able to move as well as it used to because its joints could be getting a little stiff. Your veterinarian may suggest a supplement to help with that. Good dental health is critical for older dogs and cats. Talk to your veterinarian about a dental exam for your best friend and possibly getting those teeth cleaned. Be aware, that procedure will involve anesthesia because your four-footed friend is unlikely to sit still and open wide for the vet. So when does an animal become a senior pet? For cats, usually between 7 to 10 years old. For dogs, it depends on their size. Small breeds are considered senior around 10 to 12 years old. For medium-sized breeds, it's 8 to 9 years old, and the big dogs are seniors at only 6 to 7 years of age. November is Adopt a Senior Pet Month, a great time to visit your local shelter to find an older dog or cat to share your home and your heart. And because senior animals are less likely to be adopted, they're more likely to be euthanized, even though they still have a lot to offer. So when you adopt one, you really are saving a life and enriching your own when you're speaking of pets.